So please turn to the white prayer book. If you're sitting at the pew, it's at the end of the pew near the door. And turn to the first bay sheet. And let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Then the four measurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Taya ta
om
mune mune
maha
munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune
maha
munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient tam che de wa dong de we yu dong den fa yor chi du. Please turn the page to the first pink sheet. At the bottom, you see two mantras. So let's chant Chenrezig's mantra eight times. And right below that, above that, Green Tara's mantra. Think about the people on the prayer list and those in your hearts and minds. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om
Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Okay, the children are free to go to their classes. If your child has never been to the center, would you please accompany your child and find out where to pick your child up?
mic. Does it work?
Hello? Okay. Hi, my name is Emily, and I just wanted to make an announcement because today is Esther Day, and Esther was a teenage girl who died of thyroid cancer when she was 16, but before she died, she became good friends with the author John Green, and when she started to not do so well, he asked her what she wanted people to do on her birthday, you know, for as long as they run this YouTube channel, and for as long as they were running that, he asked what she wanted people to do. So she thought about it for a while, and then came back like 2 weeks later and said that she wanted people to tell their friends and family that they love them, sort of like Valentine's Day, but for non-romantic interests, just because sometimes it's even harder to say you love your friends and your family. So today is Esther Day. So just to encourage you to think about that, and if you want to do that, just then it'll be good. Okay.
Thank you. That is beautiful teachings, advice. Wonderful, thank you. So, good morning and welcome back to Sunday class. maybe we'll start with the breathing meditation. Breathing meditations, okay. Maybe 5 minutes or something like that. So in order to do breathing meditations successfully, so then it requires some kind of, you know, sitting positions. So please make sure that your back is straight. So then, you know, what we call breath, but you know, when the breathing combines with the mind, then there's energy involved. And the breathing combined with the mind, when the breathing combined with the thought, so then energy involved. So then because of that, you know, then sitting straight, you know, so it will help to run the energy through the channel smoothly. So that's why, you know, you need to sit, if you can, please sit straight. So then, please concentrate, you know, from your nose. It begin with the exhale, then inhale. So that's one, then you count one, that's one, then again exhale, inhale, that's two, okay? So if your mind is disturbed by something from last night, also maybe coming to here, you know, on the road, so then please exhale a little bit forcefully, like that, so then imagine that, you know, that disturbing thought disappear in the space for good, okay? Then if you are very first time here at the center, very first time, or very first time learning meditations, so then you can take a little bit easy on this breathing meditation. You can say, if you are familiar, then you do, it's not necessary. If you are first time here, so then my suggestion for this breathing meditation is to, you know, after you are sitting, you know, according to instructions, so then you can, yeah, if you are, thought has been disturbed, mind has been disturbed, then you can begin with a forceful exhale, like that. Stop, the pause there a little bit, imagine, you know, disappear. That's for everybody, okay? That's for everybody, means if your thought is disturbed, you know. Other than that, if your thought is not disturbed, not necessary. It's not necessary. So then if you are first time here, very beginning, about, you know, discovering our meditations, so then there's something extra for this breathing meditations. So you can just, you know, sit straight, then you say, I am about to exhale. I'm exhaling now. My exhalation is complete. Same, I'm about to inhale. Inhaling now. My inhalation is complete. So that's one. That's one. So if you are familiar with the breathing meditation, that is not necessary. This technique is not necessary. So you can just breathe in and out. Out, in, one. So we need to count that, you know, without mistake. Out, in, that's two. We'll do this, you know, maybe see. I'm not going to put the number there, so we'll see. We'll do this, you know, so count, okay? So this is very basic technique, you know, technique to build your concentrations. So today I would like to probably explain a little bit about the mantra. The mantra that is okay. Yeah. So I will explain because, you know, we say Tara mantra all the time here, the money mantra. So I thought, you know, I will explain a little bit. So then, when you say, you know, it means something, then just mere, you know, Sanskrit word that we've been repeating. So this is like groundhog class. This only happened this morning, so happening again. Yeah. So first of all, you know, I think the definition of mantra, definitions, you know. So mantra, definition of mantra, you know, is not something that you say again and again and again and again. So that's not the definition of mantra. But, you know, mantra that you do say again and again. So now mantra, the definition, sake of knowledge, you know, so good to know. Yi chop. Yi, you know, is mind. Chop means protect. Protect your mind. Protecting mind. That's the definition of mantra. Oh, sometimes it says hold. Holding from, you know, what? Protecting from what? So make sure you don't let your mind to think something negative. That's the way to protect, you know, that's the way to protect. So, so like protecting yi job. Protecting your mind, that's the definition of mantra, protecting my yi job. So then, of course, you know, you say again, again, again. You know. So I'll begin with Tara mantra, which is like Om Tare Tu Tare Turi Soha, Om Tare Tu Turi Soha. Yeah, now a lot of people, they do yoga, you know, especially in the Western world, you know, yoga becomes so famous. Yoga simply means practice, not means physical movement, it means practice. Tibetan we call nanjor, that's yoga. Yoga means practice, you know, that's like physical practice, mental practice, there's two types of yoga. So now this breathing meditation, that's like mental yoga. Concentration is like mental yoga. So the physical movement is physical yoga. So goal is to reach, you know, physical pliancy. So that means, you know, the body is very flexible. You can do all kinds of things, you know. It's not tight. Same, mind is very flexible. Not uptight with a certain idea, certain opinion. It can go either way. You know. It's like easygoing. Mind become easygoing, body become easygoing. You know, you can move. So all kind of things. If you're expert of yoga, physical yoga, so you know. So in yoga practice, they also say Om, right? Om. Didn't they say Om? Do they teach Om? So now, Om here, this is the many prayer wheels. Now you will see the letter Om here. This is Om. You know, this is a Tibetan letter, but Sanskrit also looks kind of same, this Om. So now you see that there are three of them. One, two, three. This round one. Then after that, looks like mustache. I'm not sure third one, what it looks like, but it's like there's big one here. Ah, U, Ma, Om. Ah, U, Ma become Om. No, that's how Om becomes. There's three things together that become Om. The first one is called Ah. The mustache like, this mustache one looks like it's called U. Then the round one is called Ma. That's become Om. Ah, symbolize body. Body. U symbolize speech. Ma symbolize mind. When you say Om, you are saying body, speech, and mind. Om. So now, you know, that's same for everything. You know, whenever you see mantra, often the beginning of the mantra begins with Om very frequently, often. So that's what it means. You know, Om means okay, A U Ma. So then sometimes they say like Om, some kind of yoga practice, I'm not sure, like, but there's but we don't chant like that. But anyway, so this is called, this is according to text, this is like holy word. Holy word? Not Hollywood, holy word. Holy word. Just saying that, you know, just saying that word, so much benefit, believe or not. So now, you know, when you are saying Tara mantra, you know, now the meaning of the mantra is, any mantra is protect your mind, protecting your mind, eat job. So now say Om. This is a holy word, not a holy cow, not a holy smoke. I enjoy learning American language. I really do. Holy cow. So if you really want to know holy cow, that's in India, Nepal, India. So you see there, not here. Then I'm not sure the holy smoke. So they have been thinking about that holy smoke. So then remember, Vatican City when they elected a new pope. So then you see something. I thought maybe that's holy smoke. But anyway, no clue. So anyway, so this like word with Om. So now Om, then Tare. Om Tare. Tare means, you know, Tara, Mother Tara, Tara. So this is very good. You know, so like when you say Om Tare, certain case, you know, what you are thinking. And sudden case you are thinking, oh, Tara's body, speech, and mind. That's what you're thinking. And some case you are thinking, my body, speech, and mind with inseparable with Tara's body, speech, and mind. One with Tara's body, speech, and mind. That's what you're thinking. No? You can make very little progress if you are thinking, oh, I'm bad person, I'm doing this, I'm this, that, and I'm full of guilt and all this and that. I'm not worthy, you know, I'm bad person. No matter what, how many times you're engaged in the Vajrayana practice, you are not going to make any progress at all. You are not going to make any progress at all. Vajrayana, particularly in Vajrayana practice, you can't think about something negative of yourself. No. Why? Because you need to develop divine pride. Divine pride. Divine pride is not something thinking something negative of yourself. Thinking that, you know, divine being, no, not just ordinary being. So main obstacles to be successful in Vajrayana practice, the main obstacle is to this sense of ordinary being. Not just that, not then like not liking, looking down, or this and that, and all kind of things, not then, yeah, no progress will make. No matter how many times you meditate on vajrayana practice, you are not going to make any progress. That's the main problem. That's the main problem called divine pride. That's a positive one. It's not just a positive one. So when you say Om Tare, no, so that will eliminate all this, you know, like kind of, you know, negative thinking of yourself, will automatically eliminate. Because this moment, what I'm thinking my body, spirit, mind inseparable with Tara's body, spirit, mind. That's who am I. Not am I, no, I am not, I am something that's not good, not good enough, not this and that, no. So like, my dog don't like me, you know, my cat doesn't like me, you know, so not like that, not like that. It's all good, it's all good. It's all divine, you know, it's all good. See? There's the reason behind that, you know, reason behind that. Sense of ordinary being, that becomes the main obstacles. That's why you generate yourself as a deity, that's the reason. It's not like there's something kind of some strange things that you do. There's reason, there's deep reason behind that. So now then when you say Om Tare, something very special, you know, it's not something negative, something very divine, you know. That's a vajrayana practice. That's a vajrayana practice. Sutrayana, what do you do? This is called precious human life. This is called precious human life. It's not based on how you look, what you wear, what kind of job you have, what kind of education you have, where you're from, what kind of color. Nothing to do with that. This is all projected by mind. This is all projected by mind. This is all projected by mind. No, mind is not like that. Mind is like crystal clear sky, like that. There's nothing there. It's just pure, empty. There's nothing. There's no color, no shape, nothing. That's the nature of mind. Everything else is projected. The suffering is projected, then you believe in that, then it becomes solid, something independent, absolute, inherent. That there's nothing inherent, absolute, independent. Everything's been projected. Some cases like super projected by mind. No, it's projected because not everybody sees it as a problem. That clearly indicates that whatever you see as a problem, believing that is a problem, not everybody sees it as a problem. That's clearly proved. It's not independent, inherent. It's projected by mind. So, you project something that you're believing in that, then that's become real, right? Same here, you are thinking inseparable, your body, spirit, mind, the Tara. Same. Why you don't believe? But you project something negative, you believe in that. Why you can't believe, project something that positive, that you are, why you can't believe? But it doesn't become automatic, it has to put some effort. No? No pain, no gain. No challenge, no muscle. Oh, see? So, then, when you say Om Tare, it has, because so much energy is put in, when they create the mantra, so much energy is invested there. You know, so it has ability to protect your mind. It has ability to protect your mind. It's been protected people's mind through our century. It will protect again. So now when it's Om Tare, thinking something very in the vajrayana teaching, thinking something divine being rather than ordinary being. In sutrayana, you don't do that. What you do? Precious human life. Precious. Meaningful. Difficult to find. It's not a piece of junk. See, that's how you're supposed to wake up in the morning. This is precious. Tanjor, tenche, so meaningful, so difficult to find. Time to time you hear people say, oh, Gisela, my life has no meaning. That's not true. That's your projection, your mind projected that. That's not true. That's not true. This is precious. This is a boat. It's fully capable to cross the oceans. If you sail this boat well, you could cross the ocean of samsara. Samsara itself is already difficult. You know, that's why be practical. We can't be happy all the time. Why? Because it's part of samsara. Life goes up, life goes down. That's how we make progress. That's how we learn. If life goes like this, you know, so if you are enlightened, if you are liberated, if you are not happy all the time, then you can complain. That's legitimate complaint. You can complain. Being part of samsara, you know, so then the point is, should not make it harder. No good. No good. Need to think to try to make it easier, not to make it harder, you know. So then when you say Om Tare, thinking negative about yourself will automatically eliminate it at that moment. Om Tare. It's called divine pride. Divine pride. So then tutare, tutare, that means no, tutare jigun selma, jigun selma, jigba, fear. Fear, jigba is fear. Kun means not just one, all fear, all fear. Self eliminate. So the word om tare, body speech mind of tara, or body speech mind of mind and tara, one. Tutare, eliminating all fears, all fears, no? Eliminating all fears. Especially, you know, like the children here, you know, children, if they say, you know, they are saying the mantra, I think it's very good, benefiting them without saying any word, you know, they just say and they get benefit. Even the children, if they get scared at night, so if they say this mantra, it will definitely help them, it will definitely help them. Tutara, jigusema, tutara, you know, eliminate all the fears, you know, all the fears. Ture, so now, Om Tare, understood Om Tare? Now Tu Tare, Jigun Semo. Ture means Ture Tönam, Tamche Tema, Tönam, Tamche Tema. Like fulfill all the wishes. You understand? Fulfill all the wishes. That's the meaning of the word, last word. Soha, like that. So this pretty common. The mantra in with soha begins with om. Soha is like that, like that. Oh. So now when you say om tare, tu tare, tu soha, you know, it has some meaning. If this moment goes well, everything should go well. You know? Everything begins from here. It doesn't begin from past. It's like a dream. Finish. Present is like lightning. Future is like cloud. Cloud. Past like dream, you know, it's like it's gone. So everything began here, you know, this moment. So this then om tare, tu tare, tu re soha, then it means something, you know. So then with that wisdom, if you say the mantra, so then definitely it will protect your mind from negative thinking, you know, about yourself. So then when you become so good at that, when you become so good at divine pride, generating divine pride, you become so good at that, then what are you trying to do? Whole environment is like mandala. You know, so whole is like mandala. All the beings there is like divine being, you know. Then Thakbaramjam, just pure. Thakbaramjam, just pure. There's nothing negative, just pure. In your heart, in your mind, it's just pure. Does not mean everything out there is pure. But from your point of view, everything is pure, no? Pure. So, you know, that's why they meditate on, they kind of visualize, you know, mandala space before them. Nobody can see. You are the only one who sees. Not just sees, sees crystal clear. Sees that. Three-dimensional mandala. So that's how this meditation is done. So Om Tare Tudare Turi Soha. Om Tare Tudare Turi Soha. So is it clear? Oh yeah. So then you know, it's good to say, then seeing this whole group of people in one under one roof, can you imagine what kind of positive that create, that generate, what kind of positive energy is being generated? Because like it's kind of rare, same thing, everybody say the same thing, it's kind of rare. So that's how this positive energy being generated. So now here the stupa, you know, so people go around, you know. So that's how this, that's how the place become holy. So, different level of knowledge, different level of understanding, different levels of, you know, like positive energies, different way of thinking. So that's how this energy has been created around the object. So then object become holy. So just like if you've been to Nepal, so there's one of the famous stupa in Nepal built by a woman, one woman, who makes her living selling firewood, not running big corporations. She built that stupa there. So now when you go there, all kind of age group, you know, they go round and round and round. Not because somebody handing out a free coupon there for pizza, you know, none of that. It's not like Black Friday, you know, it's not like that. Not having Black Friday on the stupa, there's no Black Friday. People going around there. A lot of American students, see, they are going around there. They are smart because they finished the college. Now they're studying another language, Tibetan language. They are there. So I don't think they just go around and around. If they don't feel anything, why they go around and around? You can say, oh, other people, they are part of their traditions. That's why they go around and around. It's not like Tibetan or Bhutanese or Nepalese. There are a lot of Westerners too. These people are smart people. They are, these are not uneducated. These are very well educated. So learning another extra language, you know. So they go around and around, those young people. So they must feel something. Otherwise, why they go around and around? See, so then because that like hundred years, that stupas been like thousands of people to go around, you know. That's how this whole cycle of energy has been created around that space, around the environment, you know. People, minute you walk in there, you feel something. So that's, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen here, you know, the stupa here. You go around, each time when you go around, you are contributing to the site, believe or not. No, then it purifies so much, it purifies so much. See, so in Tibetan word, there's no, we don't use word guilt, but as a human being, you feel bad. No, as a human you feel bad, no? So you feel bad. So what we do, so when you feel bad, you go around the stupa. So the reason I'm saying this is because it's already here, it's already built here. It's so easy to go. You don't have to be quiet. You can talk. You can chat, go around. That's okay. You know? Or you can say mantra. That's the best way to do. But don't think always best. Sometimes it leads to trouble. You know, so then you end up doing nothing. So you know, it's better than going around. I have some understanding, reading a book, the benefit of going around the stupa will purify so my negative karma. Practically, I myself don't understand how it purifies. No, I may have a little bit better understanding intellectually, know how this purifies. So, but that's not important. It purifies. No, it purifies. No, just go around. No, if you feel bad, just go around. For your friends, for your pets, no, just go around. You know, say the mantra. So that's how you feel. Probably good. No, so easy. So easy. You get benefit because you are doing it. Not just hoping that you get benefit, that I will go. I don't want to go one round. I hope Gishila will go seven round. I myself don't want to go one round. And I hope he will go seven round. Then I get all the benefit. So that's not good. So that's just suggestion. You know, if you want to, it is beneficial if you go around. I'm not ordering that you to go around. It's up to you. The pig, they chased by a dog, running out of fear of life, end up going one round up the stupa. create that much merit. So it's like unbelievable, unbelievable. So one thing that I can say for sure, the based on my experience with my cat, Ningjie, she passed away now almost 2 years ago. So I built it my altar in the middle of the room when she was there, so hoping that she will go around with me. In the beginning, I have to trick her because I have to carry some treat, and she follows me. After that, no treat. See? 3 rounds, no problems. No problem. Then after that, then she's doing all kinds of things. Then it's a little bit difficult. But 3 rounds, no problem. She just go around. When she die, it's amazing. The way she die. But Gisambo didn't took photo. But if he took photo, probably you may believe me. But it's hard to believe. I forgot to say one day. Almost like hand like this. Almost like this, hand like this. Towards the altar. Laying down, that's where she chose to die, in my altar room, on my meditation cushion. That's where she chose to die. So I don't know how to explain. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. So only thing I can think of is Ningjie did create a lot of merit. On my altar, there's so many holy objects. She did went probably 100 and 100 times. One day, Julie is visiting me, so she stayed. She wake up early morning, did some prayer. She walk around. All of a sudden, she feels something's following. This is my cat. No matter who goes around, she'll go around. She was kind of shocked. Ninjas running around. So that's my experience. And she is like laying down in the downstairs, in her bathroom. She just fell down. I was in California leading some retreat. Gisela was just dying now. Then I asked him to play some CD, some prayers. And Gisela didn't bother because now he's barely breathing. Just at least 5 steps in order to go to my altar room. Somehow when Gisela come back, she's already from there, went all the way up, went to the altar room. So, and facing towards the window, now barely moving, barely. Somehow again fall. Turn again. Somehow turn, then looking at the altar like that. So, how you can explain. So, unfortunately, we don't have photos. But, so that's what I believe, going on the holy object. Okay. Then that's the mantra of Om Tathagata Dhatave Soha. If you do with some wisdom, some understanding, then it becomes good meditation. See, even this Sutrayana teaching talks about precious human life. That's in the very beginning, how you help yourself begin with that process, precious human life. Meaningful, so difficult to find. That's how, if you think like that, it's beneficial. But you don't have to think like that. If you continue to want your life miserable, that's up to you. To think negative, so that's up to you. If you think like this beneficial, then Vajrayana teaching is one step more advanced, how you say? More advanced. Thinking something divine, not just precious. Went beyond that. Something divine. So then that will all eliminate, all thinking about yourself negative, eliminated, right at the moment, okay? So then also, this is the Tara mantra, Om Tathagata Dhatave Soha. So now I would like to, Om Tathagata Dhatave Soha. So now, Tara, the color is green, it's called green Tara. So that I would like to explain. So when you look at here, the reflex here, we hang, this is called reflex. Whole idea, it's called lungta, this morning somebody said that lungta means like lungta, somebody says like mood, I'm not sure. So I thought that's like spirit, sometimes a low spirit, high spirit, so I think like more spirit. So there's a reason you hang them on the high mountain. So in the Mount Everest, you see a lot of them there. So you hang them. So the wind blow, touch them, then go beyond that. Whoever touched by that wind kind of benefits, no? Benefits, that whole idea. So now, this, no, is a five set. So now there's the green, there's green or blue? First one. Blue. So, green. Grass, blue or green? Yeah, so somehow this is really screwed up in Tibetan minds. We call blue grass. So didn't you, like some part of Kentucky, didn't they call blue grass? How that happened? Huh? Really? But blue grass do exist. So then I think Tibet is right. Maybe. Somehow the green and blue is very mixed, no, in the world, like Tsangwe, so go blue grass, no? Blue grass, I'm not sure like how it is like happen. So anyway, so you say this is blue, or the blue. So that's the end of that one. End of that one. It should be go there. That's the end of one. So the prayer flag begin with white, okay, begin with white. Namkar. White symbolize sky. Sky? Sky. Or maybe you can say, no, like the symbolize the energy in the sky. Energy in the sky. Oh. So the red symbolize fire element. Fire element. Red, there's a second one. The prayer flex begin with the white. So if you ever wonder, oh, which is how to put, you put first white. If you go to pieces, you could first white, that symbolize sky. The red symbolize fire element. Fire element. Namkar, samma. Lung. So then the green symbolize wind element. Wind element. Wind element. So now see, there's wind element. Then the yellow one symbolize earth element. Earth element. So if you put the element in the color, that's, I'm not sure how you put it in the color, so that's how it's been put it there. So then the blue, water element, blue is water element. So reason I'm explaining this, you know, so the green color, so green tara. Green is like, among those four elements, the green is the quickest. Fastest one. So that's why green Tara, so energy that she developed, you know, so that she's enlightened beings. So that's all this energy has been dedicated to benefit other sentient beings. That's all. You know? That's why you get enlightened. Just to benefit. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all. Just to benefit. So the whole energy in Sanskrit called Siddhi, in Tibetan called Tinle. So I think they translate in English called activity. I'm not sure. Does that make sense? Activity. Right? Activity. So anyway, so Tara's energy is like quickest wind. Quickest wind. That's why it's green. See, it's not red. It's not white. It's green. Because the energy is quickest wind. Means you will receive the energy, quickest wind. I just, sake of knowledge, I just want you to know. No. So then later on, if someone asks you, you can at least benefit them intellectually. You can explain them, which has origin, not just somebody just made it up last night, thinking what to say. It's not like that, no. Then if they want to look, they will find in the book. Oh. Then something to feel good about from your side, at least passing down something that has no originated, in has origin, you know, it says origin, you know? So that's Tara's green, that's why it's green. Oh. So now, then, second mantra, how are we doing? It's interesting to hear more about second mantra. Yeah. So the Om is the same. I already explained, Om is the same. So So this is a mantra of compassion. When you go to Tibet, every Tibetan knows this mantra, how to say this mantra, even the child, except infant, no? Child knows how to say this mantra. So Om is same, so now Ma, so did you heard about the six profession, practice of six professions? Six professions. So I will explain, if you didn't heard before, I will explain. So Ma is like, Ma, when you say Ma, the power, you know, this is all holy word. So Ma, meaning behind Ma, what meaning behind Ma? Ma is like becoming very good in giving, or perfect of generosity. Six perfections. This one's a perfect of generosity, means becoming very good in giving. Does not mean, you know, giving material things, money, you know, doesn't have to be money or material things, giving. How you give? What kind of intentions, you know, behind giving, according to text, love. You give out of love, called chamba. Chamba, you give out of love. Not out of obligation, fear, some kind of trick, you know, so like, not like that. You give out of love. Somebody needs something, you give them. Doesn't mean you are better than them, you just simply give them, because somebody's wanting something to be happy, so you are in the position to, you know, help to that person to be happy. So then you give, you know, you help that person to get whatever that person is looking for. So that's the true love. When you say, I love somebody, what you are saying is like, I'm there for you to get whatever that you are looking for, to be happy. So I'll be there to help you. That's what I mean, I love you. You know? So then meaning changed a little bit when you say, I love cheesecake. I'm not sure what cheesecake is looking for to get something. So anyway, so the Om Ma, that's like becoming, you know, even just listening. See, this is based on my experience. Somebody's going through depressions, not just depressions, difficult depressions. Sorry to say, as a Tibetan, I don't understand. I have no clue what is depression. I have no clue. Not good things, but I don't know, about depressions. So even just listening to that person, it is, you believe or not, is helping that person. Particularly someone who went through depressions. If that person listened to that person, somehow that person deeply connected to that person. Not to do anything, just listen, no? Just listening. Somehow that person connected and felt like, oh, finally found someone who understood what I'm going through. Just listening. That is, you know, that's also giving too. Someone who's having a hard time, you know, making one phone call may not seem very big, important things, but it's helping that person tremendously. So that's also giving too, you know, giving. So then, you know, giving friends give, you know, giving your child's food, you know, buying clothes, all of that. If you can do that out of love, so then, you know, energy multiplies, you know, multiplies. So that's one. So Jimbaro Chutim. So now, I screw up, sorry. Om is like giving. Om, the six syllables, so it has to go with the six professions. So I just jump on the Ma, so that's mistake. Om, the first one, meaning is like body, speech, mind, but here, Om symbolizes first professions, profession of giving. Okay, Om. So now Ma, that's ethic. Discipline, self-discipline. No, that's what ethic means, self-discipline. Not like somebody disciplining you, but self-discipline. No, self-discipline, ethics. Self-discipline of thought, self-discipline of what you say, self-discipline of, you know, physical movement. So that's called ethic. Okay, there's a second profession. So now third one, Om Ma Ni. Om Ma Ni. Ni is like patient. Patience that everybody loves. That's very difficult to practice, you know, patience. Shubha, called Shubha. So if you like, if you want to read more about patience, then you please read this text called Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, and chapter number 6. That's like Buddhist version of anger management program. See, chapter number 6, the most page in those textbook, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life. That book called is written somewhere in 7th century or 8th century. I'm not sure. This book is beautifully written. Chapter number 6, there's like dense information how to challenge anger, step by step. Step by step. No, no, good book to read. Oh. So that's patience. Oh. So now pet here. So you can later on you can come and look, you know. So there's 6 levels. So there's 2. Go one stack, there's 2. So that if you're very, very interested, I'm happy to explain you one by one. When there's break between 2 class, I'll sit down there, you come, then I'll be happy to explain. So now pet here, that's called effort. Joyful effort. Not just effort. Happy to do. Not just do, you know. Happy to do, you know. Oh, I need to set up my altar. Not like that. Happy to do. Happy to eat. See? Yeah. Eating cheesecake. When you eat cheesecake, don't make your life more miserable. Or don't say, oh, I shouldn't eat this, I feel bad and I'm eating cheesecake. This is really quite amazing. I can't get my head around. Feeling bad eating cheesecake. Torturing yourself just eating cheesecake. Oh, that's no good. Go to Nepal and India. Nobody make their life miserable eating cheesecake. They are just happy. They're happy, they're eating cheesecake. They're happy, they have, you know, it's a luck to eat cheesecake. So see, you know, happy to eat or not happy to eat. When you eat, it's all about cheesecake, you know, just enjoy it. This is not the worst thing that happened in the world. So don't make your life more miserable, you know why? Any circumstance, happy to do. Not saying the negative things, you know, happy to cheat. That's no good. But cheesecake, you know, this is like, see, am I right? People do make their life more miserable eating sweet. So, you know, when you eat sweet, don't think about anything else. Just eat sweet, just enjoy. You know? It's already done. Action's already done. Why are you still torturing yourself? So just enjoy, you know. So I follow a strict diet. Certain things I shouldn't eat. Sometimes when I eat, I don't think of anything else, just eat. Just enjoy, you know. So doesn't mean I have to eat like that all the time, so I can be, you know, more mindful next time. But, you know, doing one thing with all kind of mindset and all kind of mindset is like no good. So I think happy to do. No, pet is happy, joyful effort. No, happy to meditate, happy to sit, happy to go around. No, I don't have to go. I never said that you have to go. I never said, last 15 years, I never said that you have to go. What I said is, if you go, it's beneficial. No, so then when you go, happy to go, no, happy to sit, happy to meditate. No, happy to talk, no, happy to go with my friend. No. Or shilly leg or leg lean. Well, not big deal, it's just both a leg. Doesn't matter where I go, you know. When you go shilly legs, you know, then happy to go. Not just, okay, hint, see, do you understand I'm doing some favor for you? Do you understand that? Do you know how much I sacrifice for you? You are not going around happily. So life is no samsara. Or my friend, samsara. We can expect life will be happy all the time. That's unrealistic expectation in samsara. If you are enlightened, if you are liberated, if your life is not happy all the time, you can complain. That's legitimate complaint. Being part of samsara, I'm not happy all the time. Yeah, that's samsara. So be practical. Be practical. See? It's not easy. Life in samsara is not easy. What they say is like sitting on a needle. Sitting on a needle, that's samsara. If you sit on a needle, you experience pain. Because you can't complain because you should not sit on needle. You know? That's samsara. So, all my friends, you know, including myself, we should think something, you know. We need to help ease our life. Don't make it harder because it's already hard. Don't make it harder, you know. So this is the boat. The boat may not be there next time. When the boat is there, better to sail. Sail, you know, sail. Suffering is like lake. Better to sail. Sail much as you can. Sail, you know. So don't just, you know, don't just wait and then hope this boat will sail by itself. So that's no good. So my point is, don't make it harder, you know. So joyful, happy to do, okay? Jimba Sundu Sabaja, Sundu, someday, now the six, number five, the six syllable, number five, that's ma, okay? Concentration. That's concentrations, that's the fifth professions. Why you concentrate? Oh, because I'm Buddhist, you know, I go to Kadamba Center, you know, like, no good. Why, I never said you have to concentrate. Don't blame on me, I never said that, you know. I never said you have to say prayer. I never said, last 15 years, I never said that. Never said. You know? Why you concentrate? It makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's why. That's it. No more, no less. That's why. Someday, if you concentrate, it will make your mind calm and peaceful. The concentration is the king. King like king, they rule your mind. Someday, if you just let it be, it's going to be like firm as mountain. It won't move. See? What you're thinking now? Prayer will. That's all I'm thinking. I'm thinking something, but prayer will. That's all I'm thinking. Nothing else. How you can get disturbed by thinking of prayer will? Just thinking of flower, can you get disturbed? Can your mind get been disturbed negatively just thinking flower? What do you think? I'm just thinking flower. That's all I'm thinking. Nothing else. I'm just thinking. That's called concentration. Huh? Be present. How? Be within. How? Concentration. When you concentrate, that's exactly how you be present. Be within. That's how it's been done. Result. Temporary result. Calm mind. Peaceful mind. Ultimate result. Mental pliancy. Mental pliancy. Someday, still only jabu this, no? Concentration is the king. Like king, they rules your mind. Shana miyori umbushis. If you let it be, it's going to be firm as mountain. It won't move at all. If you let it go, where it go, it goes only things good. It never ever thinks something negative. Only things good. Result, physical pliancy. Ultimate result, physical pliancy, mental pliancy. That's the result. That's the goal. Temporary goal, calm mind, peaceful mind. Ultimate goal, physical pliancy, mental pliancy. Not to become Buddhist, not to become a religious person. That's another goal. Goal is to physical pliancy, mental pliancy. Unless you don't have physical mind, then no, you don't need to. worry about that. So this is good for someone who has mind. So I told you one story. I think two weeks ago, I went to one store with my one of my friends from Kadamba Center, looking for a backpack. So there's one small, cute-looking backpack. So I have no idea. So what is for? I asked, this is for men or women? What she said to me, this is for someone who has shoulder. I told her, good answer. This is for someone who has shoulder. Yeah, I can complain, I have shoulder. So concentration is for someone who has mind. No problems. Okay. Some ditches, you know. There's the last one, number five, concentration. That's why you concentrate. Making your mind calm and peaceful, that's you concentrate. You can use your own breath. You can use physical movement. You can walk. This here walking meditation, you know, it's been done in my monastery. But you know, I discovered when I came here, walking meditation, that's like piling all your mental attention on physical movement, on your breath. Oh. And sometimes people do with the mind, that's the most difficult one, because there's no color, no shape. Sometimes people choose mind as an object, that's the most difficult one. So then, that's how to be present. So when you go out of the center near bookstore, there's maybe one painting there, this elephant, the monkey. These like the symbolize of the nine stages of the how to develop the one of the best form of concentrations. So first three, first begin with how to be within yourself. That's the first step. Second one is how long. Third, whatever object they are using and how clear you are seeing that. But you are not looking from your eye, but you are seeing it, not looking from your eye, but you are still seeing it. And how clear you see. So the clarity comes later. You know, first, how to be with yourself. So that's the way to make your mind come peaceful. So whether that's true or not, please do experiment. Concentrate, you see. If that makes your mind come peaceful, even 5 minutes is worth it. It's worth it, you know. It's worth it. I heard sometimes when people, they do drugs, they can stare at one piece of lip hours and hours. But you are not fresh, you are not fully aware. You're just hallucinated or maybe, I don't know what. I have no experience. So I can say I've never experienced. But the same, the concentration, yeah, you are staring at one object, but you are fully aware, fresh. You know? It's not like, you know, like if something goes by, you have no idea who's coming. It's not like that. So that's the number five, okay? The six syllable mantra, om, ma, ni, pet. Then me, that's number five. Number six, hum. So that's wisdom. Ultimate wisdom is like, knows everything, every object has that true truth. One is called conventional truth, one is called ultimate truth. When you think about ultimate truth, you don't take anything very seriously. It's nothing serious. Like baby seeing prayer well. Just see prayer well. No opinion, no story, no level. No, just see prayer well. We used to see things like that. People. When you are a baby, you see people. You have no fear. You know, you just see them. Then when we grow up, we become so sophisticated, so knowledgeable. Then you know, everything becomes so tense. You know, everything so serious. When you think of ultimate truth, that's exactly what happens. When you see things, they seem like baby seeing things, no different. You know, we have no opinion. You know? Having good opinion, that's not bad. You know, but having negative opinion, that's where people get in a fight. So then the wisdom, that's ultimate wisdom. Wisdom liberates. No? Wisdom liberates. See, wisdom liberates. So that's all about the... Now 5 more minutes pass. So that's all about these two mantras, you know, explanation about two mantras. So I hope you learned something. So then, if you did, then please share with other people. And so, yeah, I'll end here. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Nada,
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice weekend. Yeah, thank you.